We are today in Southern California in the Los Angeles area, and it's March 23rd, 1976. And we have my cousin and his wife. And I'd like to have them give their names and where they were born.
My name is Walter Anderson, and I was born in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
My name's Hilda Anderson, and I was born in Greenville, Michigan.
Hilda, I have just learned that you were of Danish descent. Would you mind giving us your maiden name?
Nielsen.
Do you know where your father and mother were born, Walt?
Was born in Copenhagen, and my mother was born in Odense.
Did your father and mother meet in Denmark?
No, they didn't. They met in this country. In fact, they met in Iowa. Council Bluffs, Iowa, to be exact.
Do you know any of the circumstances?
Not the exact circumstance to the degree that I'd be exact on it. All I can remember is that she was working as a domestic, and he was plying his trade of carpentry. And that's as far as I know, just they met in that manner.
Do you maybe have your father and mother's name?
My father's name was Adolf Anderson. And my mother's name was Camilla Peterson.
Do you know why your parents decided to leave Denmark?
Well, as far as my mother's concerned, she had always, well, she told me she wanted to come to America. So there was a gentleman from Fremont, Nebraska, that was visiting her folks, and he offered to sponsor her and take her to America. And that's how she got here. He brought her over here and introduced her to a family by the name of Johnson in Fremont, Nebraska.
Now, she came before World War I, did she not?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she came quite a time before World War I.
And would you tell us about your father?
My father and his younger brother, Walter, there was 2 years difference in their age, had wanted a trip to the United States because it had been looking very promising to them from Denmark. And so they decided to come over here, which they did.
Now, you spoke of your father being a carpenter. Did he learn that trade in Denmark?
Yes. Dad was one of the skilled carpenters. In fact, he was actually a cabinet maker, or what we call a finishing carpenter. And he did learn the trade in Denmark and went right into it here in the United States.
Did he ever say whether it was difficult for him to find work when he came?
He never said, but with his occupation and being he was good at it, I don't think he ever had any problem getting work at the time when he came over.
Did either of your parents know any English when they came?
No, they didn't know very much English, I suppose, just enough to get by. And mother, she found it more difficult to learn the language. But Dad always told her, which I remember from my time, that she would try talking Dane, you know, and he'd tell her, he'd say, well, you're in America now, talk English. And so I remember that from back there, and I think that it was quite outstanding. And she did learn, and even in all the time I knew her, she did speak with a kind of a broken English, but for one to acquire it without any professional help, I thought it was real good.
Did they ever go to any schooling in this country, either one of them?
No, they did not, to my knowledge.
Did they become citizens?
Yes, they did become citizens.
Do you remember the time, or was that before your time?
That was before my time.
Would you give us the date of your parents' birth?
My mother was born in 1877, and Dad was born in 1882.
And they came to the United States as young people?
As young people, yes. I would say around 1900.
Good, that's fine. Did they ever return to Denmark?
Mother returned to Denmark 30 years after she'd been in this country, and Dad never did go back.
Did your father have family left in Denmark?
No, he didn't have any family left. He just had his brother over here.
Now, your mother had family left in Denmark. Do you remember anything she told you about her impressions of going back to Denmark?
Well, only that she enjoyed very much going back, and she had a delightful time over there, of course, seeing her brothers and her sisters and her mother. And as to anything outstanding, I don't remember.
Now, she went at a time when she must have sailed to Denmark.
Well, at the time she went back, she went on a big liner.
She went on a liner then, but she must have been gone from home for a while to make that trip in that day.
Oh, yeah. It took time and for people to even save the money to go on a ship, to go back, was something that we were real proud of, that she could go back and see her homeland after all that time away.
After your mother came home, did you ever have company from Denmark?
Oh, we had company off and on for quite a few years. We had Waldemar, who was a buddy of my Uncle Nels, the one that got killed in the war, and also we had Torval and Oscar, who were the sons of Martha in Denmark,
and Martha,
my mother's sister. And Hans stayed at our place at one time, for a short time, and it seemed that they would stop and see us when they come to this country. It was just kind of a meeting place, or a place to land, so to speak.
And your folks never charged anybody because they came and stayed with them?
No. No, that wasn't even thought of. In other words, Mother was instrumental in bringing her sister, younger sister, Ingeborg, over to this country. And Ingeborg met her future husband in this country and went back to Denmark later and stayed there.
I'm going to add here that my father and mother and sister and myself also landed at Walt's mother's home, and we stayed there until we found a place to stay.
Well, Mother was very happy to have people come. She was very congenial and a wonderful person.
I agree with that. I'll second that motion. When you were growing up then, along with having Danes coming and going in the house, did you belong to a Danish church?
Yes, we belonged to Pella Lutheran Church, which was mostly Danish.
Did they have services or anything in Danish at the time?
Yes, they had one service in Danish and one in English.
Did you speak any Danish in your home?
No, we didn't speak much Danish. In fact, the only Danish I knew was when they tried to tell secrets, and I could figure them out. But other than that, I didn't do much on the language. I wish I had at this time, because it would have come in very handy.
Did you get confirmed in that church?
Yes, I got confirmed in Pella Lutheran.
Did your parents belong to any Danish clubs?
I don't believe, to my recollection, they belonged, but we did go to some of the Danish Brotherhood dances and parties that they had.
Did your parents take any newspapers or magazines, either that were printed in Danish, either here or in Denmark?
I think they got one publication at this time, I can't recall the name of it, that was in Danish. I think maybe the Danish Brotherhood put out a paper, as I recall, but I'm not just sure.
Did you feel that they tried to keep up with what was happening in Denmark?
Oh, yes. Mother tried to keep up with what was going on. She would get letters from Denmark just about every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, and she would write back. and it was she kept in touch with the homeland all the time.
Did you follow Danish customs in your home, such as at Christmas time?
Yes, at Christmas time we followed the custom of decorating the tree and singing the songs, and we all would gather together in singing the songs, and we would read verses from the Bible like they did in Denmark, and she would make kleiner and donuts and all the sand cookies that she had brought from her ideas from Denmark, and we would have rollerpuls and Modista pulsa, and it was just good eating. You can't beat the Danes for eating, I don't believe.
Now, you have a brother and a sister, and your wife is of Danish descent. Is your brother or sister married to Scandinavians?
Yes, my brother's married to Bess Nielsen, who is of Danish descent.
And what is your brother's name?
My brother's name is George.
And his wife's name?
Is Bess.
And your sister is married to?
My sister, is Martha, is married to Jack Buffington, who's of English descent.
Now, you have children. Would you give us your children's names?
Well, we have one boy named James, and we have a daughter named Mary.
And they are grown and married. Did they marry anybody who was Scandinavian?
No. They stepped out. They didn't marry anybody from a Danish descent. I just can't recall. Let's see. Jim's wife is English, I know that. And Mary's husband, Alan, is a mixture of English and different nationalities.
Do you have grandchildren? And if you do, would you give us their names?
Yes, Jim and Val have a son, Troy, and they have a son, Russell. And that's the extent of our grandchildren at this time.
Now, your children then have gone away from being with Scandinavians. Do you feel it has meant anything to them to be of Scandinavian descent?
Oh, I think it does mean a lot to them. It's I think the tradition of the Danes has kind of reached over to them, so to speak, because they both have good jobs, and they're very respectable people. And I think that the training and the influence that they had at home here has gone over to them in a way that they'll never forget. I think that some of the things my folks taught me and that we taught our children is still there.
It's an enriching experience.
It's an enriching experience, and it's something that they're proud of, and I think they have a right to be.
Have you been to Denmark?
Yes, we went in 1971. I enlisted in the Navy during the World War II, and it had always been, I'd always hoped I would get to see Denmark at one time or another. But it happened to be my luck that I was, or misfortune, so to speak, I was sent in the Pacific instead of over in Europe. So I had to forego seeing Denmark for a while. But it was one country that I'd always hoped I could see. And so after I retired, Hilda and I decided that we would like to see Denmark. So we took a tour. The tour started at Bergen, Norway, and extended through Sweden, well, Norway too, and then Sweden, and then ended up in Denmark. So I proceeded to look up my relations. And they lived in Odense. And so we went through Odense, and I let them know that I was there. And when I got to Copenhagen, I called them, and it turned out that my Aunt Ingeborg was having her diamond wedding anniversary. And so she wanted us to attend the celebration, which anybody would be proud of. And a diamond wedding anniversary is 60 years. I always thought it was 75, but it is 60. And she was 84, and her husband was 85 at that time. So we canceled the last 2 days of our tour, and we went back and attended this diamond wedding anniversary at my aunt's place. And it was on a Thursday. So we spent a few days, and they had a place for us to stay. And we really enjoyed it, and I met many of my relations, my cousin Irving and his son John, and John's wife. Her name slips my mind just at the time, but everything was so congenial and so friendly. We had a wonderful meal, and everybody was so kind to us. Then we left Odense and went back to Copenhagen. And we spent a few days in Copenhagen. And we tried to get into Tivoli, and it was on our schedule on the tour, but it was closed. And they're very strict on their closing. They won't even let you go in and look around. When it's closed, it's closed. So we walked around the outside, and we did just see the grounds here and there, but not like if you went in to look at it and really get to see it. So, but going around, I noticed something which my mother always said, how clean they were in Denmark and all, and some of the bicycle racks, they still had bicycles in them that looked like the fella had left it and been called off to war, because the tires were rotting off of the rims, and they were just standing there. And you would think, I thought, that the city would have them picked up or something, because just to be rusting and sitting there, just like the man was coming back for them and hadn't for years, because that had been there a long time. And then another thing which I was quite surprised, their traffic is fast and furious. In fact, you go across the street practically at your own risk, which I didn't think happened over there. But one thing I noticed that was different than ours, we noticed two hippies that were evidently picked up for some violation, and the officer had them, and it was just a quiet affair, no crowd around, and they evidently were looking for the patrol wagon to come, and you didn't hear a siren or anything, and all of a sudden just a gray truck or conveyance, whatever you want to call it, pulled up, and they just took the two people and put them in and took them away, just as quiet, no fanfare, nothing. And that was quite a surprise to me, because ours are usually so noisy. But and then another thing which surprised me, and I had been told that business seems to close up on Saturday about 2 o'clock, and man, you can't hardly find a place to eat, and because they just close it up. And I thought, well, I'll go up to the liquor store and get a bottle of beer and take up to the hotel. And I got there, and it was even closed. So I thought, well, it's really different than our country, because at least some of the places are open like that. And so we kept looking. We did find a place right outside of the Tivoli Gardens. There was a restaurant open, and we did have a nice open-faced sandwich meal there. And a thing that did surprise me, too, that you go down the street, and like a butcher shop, they'll have their meat right in the window. And you can look right in and pick your meat out before you go in, which I had never seen in this country. And the candy stores there still had bulk candy in the large glass containers like we used to have over here, but not so much anymore. And when you went by a cheese place, you knew it. The door was open, and you had a real cheese odor that you could experience when you went by. And then another thing that just struck me as funny, I guess you'd call it a hamburger stand over here, but they just sold weenies there and buns. Well, now, they didn't put the weenie on the bun. The people were standing around. They had the weenie in one hand and the bun in the other. And they'd take a bite of the weenie, and they'd take a bite of the bun. And that kind of struck us as different, but each to his own. But it was really enjoyable. And another thing, they had, when you got potatoes in a restaurant, they seemed real small potatoes. And over here, we're used to larger than that, but they were very good. And so we did enjoy our stay. We noticed they had a pizza parlor over in Copenhagen. And we enjoyed the walk street where no automobiles were allowed. You could walk down at your leisure. You could look at the shops. And then we went down to the Little Mermaid. We got to see where it was located. I had thought it was much larger, but the statue is smaller than I had expected. But we did get to see it. And then we went through quite a few manor houses, and we even stopped at a farm in Denmark. And one thing that which I never knew, my son, who was in the Marines, told me that a fellow Marine told him that Denmark was just sand, a lot of sand and everything. And I couldn't believe that, because I'd never heard my folks say anything about a lot of sand. But on our tour, the bus went to a little resort town, and being it was October, there weren't too many people there, but we drove up to a beach, and as far as you could see, it was just sand. And so I come to the conclusion that this Marine my son talked about must have just landed there, and he just took for granted that Denmark was all sand, which we found out that it wasn't, but I was surprised to know there was that much sand.
Walt, I don't think we got anywhere on the tape what kind of work you did before you retired.
I worked for Sears Roebuck as a salesman in the furniture department most of my time. In fact, I was with Sears Roebuck for 29 and a half years.
And steady job.
Yes, it was. They told me after that amount of time, I was about ready to get on steady.
When did you come to California?
I come to California in 1937.
And you have been in this area ever since?
Yes, I've been right around Los Angeles. It's a beautiful place around here. We live now in Orange County. Brea is the name of the town.
Thank you, Walt. I'm just going to ask a little bit of your wife as far as her background. Now, you have told us about your family, but I want to get a little bit about her own family. Little P.S., would you tell us a little bit about your mother and father and speaking English?
Well, mother would slip back into the Danish tongue once in a while, and dad, he was so sold on America that he would always tell her, he'd say, well, we're in America now, please talk English.
Hilda, would you tell us where your parents were born?
Well, my father was born in Denmark. I don't know what part of Denmark. And my mother was born in in Nebraska, in a small town, Hampton, Nebraska.
Was she of Danish descent?
Yes, she was of Danish descent. Both of her parents were Danish.
Have you ever been told anything about her early life in Nebraska?
Well, not too much, except she was born in a sod house, and she was in Hampton, Nebraska, where she was born until she was, 15 or 16. And at that time, she went to Aurora, Nebraska, which is also a small town, and she did housework and cooking. Then when she was a few years older, she went to Omaha, Nebraska, and did the same type of work. And I believe it was in Omaha that she met my father.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have One living brother and one living sister.
Would you give us their names?
My brother's name is Emerald, and my sister's name is Alice.
Did they marry into Scandinavian families?
No, neither one of them are married.
Hilda, before you... Well, first of all, did you work before you were married and then again afterwards?
Yes, I worked before I was married. I worked for the telephone company in Omaha. And I met Walt at Pella Lutheran Church. I guess at a young people's meeting or Sunday school. I don't know which it was. But that was where we met. We went together for several years. And he came to California. And in a year or two came back and we got married. And we've lived in California ever since.
Now, have you worked since you came to California?
I worked part-time for Sears for 5 or 6 years.
So your life has mostly been devoted to being a mother and a wife.
That's right.
From what you have said, your family did not have the contact with Denmark that Walt's family did.
That's right. I don't even remember my mother. My mother never made a trip to Denmark. And I don't really remember her having anything to do with relatives or people in Denmark. In fact, I don't remember her ever mentioning, and I don't believe she even knew that whether my father had any relatives or family in Denmark.
So you were not, as a child, were not influenced by the Scandinavian background in the same way that Walt.
That's right. That's right.
But you seem to have the same outlook on life, so there must have been something that carried through.
Well, I think the fact that we're both of, you might say, Scandinavian heritage or that, and also I think the fact that we were in a Scandinavian church or Danish church is what brought us together, because it was altogether a Danish church at the time that we went there.
Did you attend the Danish services or songfests?
No, I didn't attend the Danish services or song fest. It was all, seems to me, it was English when I went there.
If we think about these tapes as somebody listening to them many years from now, if one of your great-great-grandchildren was listening to this tape, is there a word of advice you would give to that child?
I think raising children now is really hard, and I think it starts in the home, and that is where they're really going to get their background, is if they have a good home, good parents, and parents that will give a lot of their time to them. And you might say not have them out running around on the streets and not knowing who they're running around with.
My advice to young people today, or anybody, would be that if you treat everybody just like you would want to be treated, that you would have no problem.